Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Friday morning, good time edition of the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network. Coming up, we will have more on the absolutely crazy story involving the FBI investigation and the arrests on Thursday, which have shaken the NBA. We've also got Thursday Night Football talking about Vikings and La La Land. Plus, we preview all the games on the Week 8 schedule in the NFL. We got our college picks. Double D's got his degenerate parlay in. Dylan, I think, has 9 UFC bets. Squad parlay and, oh yeah, game one of the World Series tonight. That's all coming up in the next 3 hours. I'm Michael Jenkins. She is Chelsea Messenger. Once again, it is a Friday. Good morning, Chelsea.
This might be one of the best weeks of the year to be on Sports Talk Radio. Is it not? Like, I feel like there is so much to talk about right now. Because even if you, like, push the NBA stuff out of the way, like, it's still a great time of year for sports. But then you throw in storylines that look like they could be in a Hollywood movie directed by Martin Scorsese. And you're like, oh my goodness, I have to talk to somebody about this. Like, as somebody who also likes talk radio, I listen to a ton of sports talk radio. And it's wild to hear, like, the range of perspectives, especially when it comes to betting. Because you can tell that a lot of people are not very informed in this, like, niche of sports. So it has been a wild 24 hours.
Oh, it's been crazy. I can't wait to talk about it either. I was looking forward to this show. I was up and at him this morning, 3:45. I was like, I want to talk about this story because it's just so crazy. So let's talk about your win last night, my loss, and we'll get to it.
Haha, Jenks, I feel like Gen Z because I feel like I manifested this bet because in my handicap, I said, this feels like one that we might get by halftime. And usually I look like an idiot because people are like, this didn't even hit in the full game. But it finally happened. I got one of those bets that hit before halftime. Had Ladd McConkey over 55.5 receiving yards. He had 77 at halftime and 88 for the entirety of the game. So that was really nice. I am not taking that one for granted.
Well, I feel like a boomer because, Vikings didn't show up last night. Another lost bet. Guess I'll call my bookie. Loss for this guy. I had the Vikings plus 3.5. Oh, Lord. Chargers roll Minnesota 37-10. Dockster had the Pacers getting 7.5 against the Thunder, and the Thunder win that game. It was a good one, 141-135. So for the week, Chelsea, you are 4-1-1. I'm 2-5-1. The Dockster is 3-2, but we have bets yet to come here on the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network. Let's start with this story. So yesterday morning, the news started to trickle out. Heat guard Terry Rozier and Blazers head coach Chauncey Billups, each arrested by the FBI for illegal gambling. In total, 30 individuals have been arrested. This story is bonkers. Bonkers. So Rozier, accused of participating in a sports betting ring that used NBA insider information leading to bets on 7 games from March of 2023 to 2024. In 3 of those games, players allegedly
removed themselves from the games to influence the outcomes. Bets were in the thousands of dollars. Chauncey Billups has been charged separately because of underground poker games with ties to four different New York mafia families. Allegedly used his celebrity status to attract victims to the games. These games used shuffling machines that could read cards in the deck, special contact lenses and glasses that could read the cards, x-ray tables, players defrauded of more than $7 million. And then the other piece of this story is that there's a former Cavaliers player and coach, Damon Jones, was with the Lakers at one point. He allegedly texted a conspirator to make a big bet on Milwaukee in 2023 because he knew LeBron wasn't playing, and those guys played together with the Cavaliers. LeBron not accused of any wrongdoing. So that's kind of the foundation there. Here is Justin Tremaine on the potential impact of these charges on SiriusXM Radio.
The NBA concludes their statement by saying, "We take these allegations with the utmost seriousness, and the integrity of our game remains our top priority." So that's the statement from the NBA. And that last line, I think, sums up this whole thing. Because that, Sam, as you know, has to be number one. We have to trust what we see out there on the court, or it all falls apart. And you could talk about all the other scandals we've seen in recent years, but you're in a situation here where I think this is far worse, if this is proven to be true, than anything Sterling did, anything Sarver did, because as despicable as that behavior was, it didn't impact the integrity of what was taking place on the floor. This does. So this might be the biggest moment and biggest issue that Adam Silver has ever had to deal with.
It's one of the biggest issues in NBA history, without question, Chelsea.
Absolutely, because it's the integrity of the game. And what's wild to me is that so many people are saying, well, what do you expect when there's sportsbook commercials every 5 seconds? It's different because those ads are aimed at fans who can do this. If you are on the team, you should know that this is against the law and it's against the rules. This is similar to somebody saying, oh, well, there was a Budweiser commercial. Maybe I'm going to go drink and then get in my car. No, we know that's illegal. So, like, you still can't break the rules. And what's wild to me is some of this is not even, like, Chauncey Billups was not on FanDuel or, like, you know, BetMGM or whatever. He was doing all kinds of crazy things. He was the face card in a mafia-backed scandal. And the craziest part is that he wasn't even getting paid that much. I think he got like, you know, like a 10% cut of this, which is wild. So like, I understand people make bad decisions all the time, but like, these are real bad decisions. Like, Terry Rozier has made over $120 million career earnings. Why is he doing this? So again, it falls back to the biggest problem at hand, and that is the integrity of the game, because now everybody's going to be second guessing every time a player gets an injury.
Every single time. You already have that issue in the NBA where people question the integrity because so many fans have bets on the games, right? And they think, oh, what's going on here? Is someone trying to rig the outcome? That's naturally a part of it, fair or not. So this is going to make things worse. And the crazy thing about this is that if you read into the details, this is straight out of Hollywood. This is like Ocean's 18 or something ridiculous. Just ridiculous. Four mafia families involved. The Bonanno family, the Gambino family, the Lucchese family, the Genovese family. And apparently what they would do is, I mean, this was rigged from the start. They had x-ray tables. You're wearing contact lenses and glasses that can see which cards are there and which ones are not, which ones are marked. And then what would happen is these fish, as they call them, the people who got caught here, got caught up in this scheme. Once they were in debt, then the mafia used violence to threaten them and say, you got to pay up. They threatened them with physical violence. One bettor lost $1.8 million. This is absolutely going to be a movie. And when we first heard the charges, it was okay, Terry Rozier, we've seen this before. But this whole poker thing with ties to the mafia is just next level.
Oh, absolutely. And like, my biggest takeaway is that why would you want to do stuff with the mafia for what, $100,000? Because it feels like Chauncey Billups was already risking a lot. He has such a name and legacy in the NBA. And it felt like he could coach for a long time after this. You know, he would be recognized in like legacy ceremonies for like the Pistons or whoever. Now all that's gone. And now you're messing around with the mafia? Where think about, if things go on the wrong side for you, there is much more than you are risking than just money.
Oh, absolutely. And these guys are already multimillionaires many times over. I think that's the one thing I don't get. If you're Terry Rozier, if you're Malik Beasley when he was charged, or at least had those gambling charges leveled against him, if you're Chauncey Billups, why are you doing this when you're already set for life? Why are you messing with the mafia? Because I feel like in the end, that generally does not end up well. Just throwing it out there. But you never have the happy ending with the mafia. Like, yeah, I was involved with the mafia for a while. And it's a little dicey, but in the end, we hugged it out and it's fine. Like, this always ends poorly.
Right. But in the meantime, like, how does Adam Silver handle this? Like, this feels like a massive, massive problem. And, like, think about it. We had a great first 2 days of the NBA. Opening night, all the hype for NBA on NBC. You have Wimby looking generational. And now everything is completely overshadowed by this. Like, this is not the way you want to start a season. This is not something you want on your legacy. So I don't know what Adam Silver is going to do about this. Like, people have thrown out all kinds of like suggestions saying, okay, maybe you should only be able to bet on player prop on overs as opposed to unders, because overs seem less, you know, you can't manipulate them quite as much. And then some people are throwing out that you shouldn't be able to bet on player props at all. But Jenks, I think a lot of this, like, here's the other part where I think a lot of these actions are being caught because it is legalized and because sportsbooks have so much, you know, information and they have all these IP addresses. But I feel like even if like these rules were in place, like they're still going to break. Like Chauncey Billups was messing with the mafia. That has nothing to do with like a $5 promo bet to win $100.
Right. Yes, the casual bettor is logging on to his or her phone, placing a bet, watching the game. Like, this is way, way deeper than that. So to lump all those things together, I think, is a little specious. So Rozier's lawyer says his client is not a gambler. The NBA says, of course, the integrity of the game is paramount. Rozier and Billups have been placed on leave. Also, I thought this was a little interesting. The FBI has been conducting this investigation for 4 years. The sports gambling investigation is called Operation Nothing But Net. The poker investigation is called Operation Royal Flush. So they've been working on it for a while, and yesterday all of that came home.
Well, Jenks, you're going to like this, because as somebody who watches crime shows, some of these puns that they have been using are straight off of like Law and Order SVU and like CSI, where he like lowers his glasses. So this was New York City Police Commissioner Jessica Tisch, who said this about Terry Rozier. As the NBA season tips off, his career is already benched, not for injury, but for integrity.
Oh. Like, I'm surprised he didn't pull the old CSI intro. Like, these NBA players tried to fool the FBI, but they shot an air ball. Okay. Thanks, FBI. Appreciate that. Like, you can just go on and on. For the past 4 years, we've been giving these NBA players a full court press. And guess what? They turned it over more than a few times. I mean, it's just like roll off the tongue.
I know. But like, what I feel like is also getting swept under the rug, because Chauncey Billups' story is like so crazy that it's taking us a moment to like sit and marinate on that.
Yeah.
Is he's also accused of sitting some of his star players and tipping off that information to somebody. So like he is not squeaky clean in the sports betting stuff either. So I don't know what Chauncey Billups has been thinking over the last 5 years, but these decisions, man. And listen, like, we do see this where I think like one example I can think of is like these powerful men who have like a really great life, a family, a beautiful like supermodel wife, and they cheat on them. And you're like, what? How does that make sense? But people do dumb stuff all the time because they're greedy and they just want more.
Yeah, and I think there's some sort of thrill and the excitement
right.
that comes with that, right? So the money is the money, but already you have millions and millions of dollars. You have tens of millions of dollars. But there's something about, I don't know, the excitement of running some sort of scheme or running around, whatever it is. Because objectively, I don't know what it would be that would make you ever even consider getting involved in something like this, something so illegal, and something this dangerous. Like when I read the story, hey, once these guys were in debt, the mafia threatened them with physical violence. It's like, hey, you lost at this rigged poker game. Now you're down $500,000. And guess what? If you don't pay up, I'm taking your hand off or something like that. So I, you know, that's the world you want to get involved in when you've been blessed enough to have a long and world championship NBA career. And look, all these charges are alleged. These guys are innocent until proven guilty. But this is something, this is a stain that will always stay with you and tarnish your legacy no matter what. The FBI ran a 4-year investigation, so this did not come out of nowhere.
Yeah, and I think it's tough for professional athletes, especially after they're done. Mm-hmm. Like, maybe they're thrilling the chase of, like, momentum and adrenaline that they just don't get anymore, but you can't do it this way. Go on a roller coaster.
Man, still unbelievable. All right, we did talk about getting to Thursday Night Football. We will. We wagered on that. Didn't work out for me. Worked out for Chelsea. So that's coming up next. Also, we're going to preview every game, Week 8, in the National Football League. That's coming up next on The Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I know they're not San Diego anymore. We were talking about the Magic theme song, the Orlando Magic, yesterday on a show.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a time when a lot of teams had theme songs, like the San Diego Superchargers, which is an awesome song, which you just heard. And someone has a supercut on YouTube of that song and interspersing it with fan soundbites who were asked about the team at the time. And someone was asked, hey, who's your favorite player? He goes, favorite player? Oh, I like all of them. Awesome. I love them all. I love them all for the Superchargers. But I thought about that during last night's game when the Superchargers were just rolling the Vikings.
Ah, so this sounds like it had to be the 70s, right?
Yes. 1979.
Like the sound of the music. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, Jenks, I was going to ask you, like, it feels like Studio 54. So you tell us your experiences of Studio 54.
Well, I was coming out of my second divorce. Of course, I'd been working 30 years in the entertainment industry. What a wild time that was, you know. I had a good time before I finally settled down, but 54 was just unbelievable. The drinks and the drugs were flowing, and you know, people judge now, but that was just something we did back in the time. You know, we'd go out, we'd party late, we'd meet each other, it wasn't a big deal, and we'd go to work the next day, maybe not feeling so great, and then we'd do it again the next night, and I had a velvet suit you would not believe. Also, I was 6 during that time. But that's how I imagine it went.
Oh, I had to pick on you there. I feel like that was too easy. Yeah. But that was a very detailed description. It sounds like you could have actually thrived during that decade. Oh, and I will say this. Mm-hmm. I feel like the parties back then, before social media, before everybody had a phone to record things, they had to be way better. Like, I feel like the parties now have to suck. Nobody can do anything without it being caught.
Yeah. You can do whatever. Oh my God, I would go back in time if I could. I feel like I was just born like maybe a decade and a half, 2 decades too late. Like I would have thrived in the 70s. In the 80s? Forget it. Forget it. I would have thrived. It would have been awesome. Because that's the thing. You hear all these stories, and there's a mystique to them because not everything was recorded. And I don't mean to sound like an old man. But imagine a time when you didn't have or you weren't worried about recording everything or getting pictures because it didn't really exist. It was, let's just go out and have a good time and see what happens. And there's kind of a magical thing about that.
Yeah, I bet Justin Herbert would have loved that time of, decade. Because he hates social media and he like doesn't like posting and there's like a running joke with like the social team that like every time they try to like get a soundbite from him, he like walks away or like, you know, turns his head. So I do think that he absolutely would have slayed with that hair and he would have loved that he didn't have to post on social media all the time.
Oh my God. Totally get that. I love that. We got to talk about the Superchargers because they looked awesome last night. I mean, just absolutely destroyed the Vikings. Oh my God. I'm looking at this box score right now, live, because I'm just so bummed at what I saw. Ugh. 37-10. It wasn't close. When the Chargers just drove right down the field first drive of the game, I thought, this is not going to work out well. Chargers cover the 3. Chargers minus 185 with a money line. Vikings do not come close. Total set at 44 and a hook. And it is the under that hits. Justin Herbert goes, or over, I should say. Justin Herbert, 18 of 25, 227 yards to go along with 3 scores.
Second and 10. Going for it. Oh, out in front. Holden. Ladd McConkey. Touchdown.
That is Al Michaels on Amazon Prime. McConkey, 6 catches, 88 yards and a score. Meanwhile, on the ground, the Chargers have their 2 top running backs out. Sir Kamani Vidal takes over, 23 rushes, 117 yards and a score. And the Chargers score 30 points for the first time this season. They don't have to punt a single time, and they end their skid of 3 losses in 4 games. This was impressive from the jump.
Oh, absolutely. And I think the takeaway for a lot of people is that, wow, Justin Herbert looked fantastic in this game, but there was a reason for that. So for me, this was the Joe Alt game. And I understand people don't love talking about left tackles, but he has been a difference maker for the Chargers this year. They improved to 4-0 this year when Joe Alt starts and finishes a game. And these numbers for Justin Herbert with Joe Alt on the field are noticeably better. With Joe Alt on the field this year, Justin Herbert is averaging 8 yards per attempt, 9 touchdowns, 2 picks, 107.2 passer rating. Without him, 6.7 yards per attempt, 7 touchdowns, 5 picks, and a passer rating of 88. So I know offensive linemen don't get a ton of love, but Joe Alt deserves some flowers for what he did last night and what he's done for the Chargers this season. Welcome back, Joe Alt.
Yeah, Kamani Vidal going for 117 on the ground, which I mentioned. That doesn't happen unless Joe Alt is back in the game. You know what I mean? So it's not sexy to talk about offensive linemen,
But when you're talking about an elite offensive lineman, it opens things up, because if you're the Chargers, what's the one thing they want to do? They want to use the ground game to help unlock Justin Herbert. And that's exactly what happened last night. And also, if you look at the Chargers right now, Chelsea, I mean, they're only one game behind the Chiefs. So I know they've hit a skid recently, and we were talking about how what's happened to L.A., but they're right in this thing.
Well, absolutely. Like, if they have Joe Alton there and Justin Herbert is playing the way he did last night, they feel like they have a chance against just about anybody. And we saw that the first game of the year, because Joe Alt played in that one, and the Chargers beat the Chiefs. I understand that game was in Brazil, so maybe it was a little wonky. But still, this was the flash of Justin Herbert that I think people had been waiting. I don't want to say waiting to see, because we have seen little, like, stretches of it, because Justin Herbert is supremely talented. And for somebody who is that talented, it feels like he probably should have achieved more by now. But it's just like the Chargers coaching situation over the past several years has not been great. The Chargers just have this like bad rap as, you know, an organization that just can't win in the postseason. So I don't know if this is the year. I still have trouble trusting the Chargers as a whole. But if they get this version of their offense, they are going to be very, very dangerous.
Yes, they are. And what's going on with the Vikings? How do we feel about Minnesota now? Minnesota was absolutely terrible last night. I mean, they held the ball for 21 minutes total. They went 3 of 12 on third down. Carson Wentz was Carson Wentz. I was trying to be nice to Carson Wentz yesterday on the show and saying, "Ah, you know." That's how I knew when my voice started cracking. "Yeah, he's all right. He can do a good job." He did not do a good job.
I also am not so sure that he's 100% healthy. Like, because people were floating these rumors that his shoulder keeps getting hurt, but it keeps playing through it. So the Vikings have some real quarterback issues, because there's even rumors about, you know, what's going on with J.J. McCarthy, because some people are saying, well, he's hurt, he's not going to play. And then some people are saying he might not be hurt and they might just be benching him. So I'm not sure what's going on there, but when you don't have any quarterbacks who are 100% healthy and zero quarterbacks who are putting out good numbers, that is not a good sign. That is a lot to overcome in the NFL, no matter how much talent you have on your defense.
That's absolutely right. So Jim Harbaugh said after the game, our team really responded. They did, and they're right there in the division race. All right, we had to talk about week 8 in the NFL, so let's get to it. And the early slate, what we can expect this weekend. Oh, Double D. Let's start. Giants and Eagles in Philadelphia on Sunday. Receiver A.J. Brown engaged in his normal pregame routine of reading a book, which gave him tips on playing poker from Chauncey Billups. Why not? I don't really like this game. Like, I don't know the Eagles. Who are the Eagles? Like, I don't know you. Like, who are they? They're the world champions. They don't really like each other. They won last week. A.J. Brown, 2 touchdowns. Jalen Hurts looked amazing in that game. They're always, they're the friend that has it all but seems to be perpetually unhappy. Have the Eagles put it together enough to cover 7.5 against the G-Men?
I think this has way too much volatility, because like on both sides of the coin, both of these teams feel pretty volatile to me. You have the Eagles, who on paper and, you know, if you look at any of the advanced metrics, are not a good team, but they're also 5-2 and just won a Super Bowl last year. Then you look at the Giants, who are 2-5 but have that explosive play potential with Jackson Dart and Cam Scataboo. So it's one of those things where like I could see both outcomes. I could see the Eagles winning an absolute rout, because I think on the surface you see this line for the first time. You say, oh, the Giants can keep it within 7.5. The Eagles have been so up and down this year, and we know the Giants, you know, have some good fight in them. Maybe they're not going to win the game, but you do feel like they can keep it within 7.5 points. But when you see these type of lines in the NFL, I always feel cautious, because when it feels too good to be true, it usually is.
That's exactly right. I will pass on this game, but I am interested in this one. Dolphins, Falcons. I know on the outside you're like, why would you care about this game? Dolphins are laying 7.5, or the Falcons are, I should say. Falcons minus 400. Dolphins plus 310, total set at 44 and a hook. I feel like you should just lay it with Atlanta here. because the Dolphins are just such a mess. Are the Dolphins going to come to play? This feels like a team that has absolutely quit.
Yeah, they absolutely do. And they have had all kinds of issues stopping the run, which is not great when you're facing somebody by the name of Bijan Robinson. So I think you could look at this game in two ways. You could say, hey, maybe I look at an under here, because I do think the Dolphins might have trouble scoring points against a defense that's on paper one of the best in the entire NFL. Like, the only drawback I have is that this is an indoor setting, and usually the Dolphins' skill players are a little better when they play on turf. But still, I cannot make a case for the Dolphins. I just can't. So I won't, and I will say the Falcons are going to win this game. The Falcons are a team that I sometimes have a little trouble trusting, but this should be a smash spot for them. You know, they have kind of crumbled in some of these games, but this should not be one of them. Miami should out-crumble them in Atlanta.
As the Dolphins have started to fade, as the Dolphins have gotten worse, Mike McDaniel's ability to put together a sentence has started to fade. His press conferences. Yeah. Well, when you win, it's winning. And when you don't, it's the NFL. And that's something that happens. And you're like, oh my God, you okay, coach? You lost like 30 pounds. And then he ignored Quinn Ewers coming off the field, which I know we talked about, but watching that video is something where Ewers is like, hey, I just took my first snaps pro football. I mean, Daniel's staring off into the ether. Oh, they're just such a mess. It's a competition between he and Aaron Glenn to get fired first. So I lay with the Falcons. Okay, here we go. Jets, Bengals, Browns, Patriots. Do you have a preference here?
Let's do Jets Bengals first, because I like the total in this game. If you believe in the Bengals offense at all, I think this is an over game, because we were told going into the year that at least the Jets would have a good defense. It has not been the case. This is a team that, you know, reeks of desperation, but I don't think that really plays into the handicap here. So I think for me and the Bengals, especially if Joe Flacco is playing, we know he can sling it. 44.5, it feels like a very low total. And let's face it, like, the Bengals defense still doesn't really scare me. So no matter who's playing at quarterback for the Jets, I think this is one that goes over. But I will say, maybe do a quick check of the weather before you do this one, because we are getting into that territory, Jenks. I don't know if the weather has changed there in D.C., but it is starting to get cold in places. So keep that in mind when you are playing totals.
Yeah, I was reading the Washington Post last week. I was joking about El Nino and La Nina here on the show. And there was a whole article that popped up on my phone about how we're getting La Nina this year. I was like, oh, we are? All right. So, but yeah, it's that time of year where it's a huge part of handicapping. You never know, especially those AFC North outdoors games where it's either rainy or cold. Mm-hmm. I would still lay with the Bengals. Joe Flacco. 2-0 against the number in his starts for Cincinnati. Also, the Jets. Woof. Okay. Browns and Patriots. Got a minute to talk about this one. Patriots are laying 7. They're minus 350 on the money line, and the Browns are plus 280. Total set at 40 and a hook. I feel like I'm laying some big numbers here, but the Patriots are really, really good and just kind of out of nowhere, I feel like.
This is another game that feels too good to be true, right?
Yes.
Like, it just feels like the Patriots are just cruising right now. The offense is amazing. You know, the defense is great. And Mike Vrabel, we know, is a defensive-minded head coach. And it just, I have trouble believing in this Browns offense. Like, Dylan Gabriel, I don't think, stands a chance here. Maybe he's going to get better as the season goes on. But this feels like Patriots all the way, especially when they're playing at home.
Yeah, I agree. Dylan Gabriel against the Mike Vrabel defense. And by the way, Patriots should be plenty motivated. They lead the AFC East right now over Buffalo. So, big number. I would still lay it as well. Coming up next year on the show, the Bucs look to get right after that loss to the Lions. So, they're meeting the Saints just in time. More from NFL Sunday next on the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back. Great to have you with us on Friday. Daily Tip on MGM Network. I'm Jinx. She's Chelsea. Coming up, time for the afternoon slate on Sunday in the NFL. And just maybe some primetime revenge for Aaron Rodgers. You know what I was thinking about? That's been really nice. Aaron Rodgers has been super quiet this year. No talk about smooth poops. No talk about doing drugs somewhere overseas. No talk about finding himself. No putting his foot up to the camera like, yeah, look at my foot. It's not in good shape. No going on Pat McAfee and dropping some sort of nugget that you're like, all right, are you saying this because you're paid to go on the show or because you believe it? He's just been playing football, and I have to say, I've kind of enjoyed it.
Right. It's weird how likable he is when he doesn't talk.
I know. What a ringing endorsement. But this guy doesn't talk. I really like him. It's true,
though.
No,
but it just... It does make it feel like his main focus is football, right?
Right.
Because I think that's what people have, like, bones about. Like, if your team is not winning and you're doing all this, like, sideshow nonsense, that's when people start to get angry. You can do all the sideshow nonsense if your team is winning, but if you're not winning, don't do that. But it just so happens, we are getting the best of both worlds where the Steelers are winning games and Aaron Rodgers is not talking, so it is very nice. But Jenks, I told you I've been watching, rewatching The Office.
Yeah.
Did you remember that Aaron Rodgers was in an episode of The Office?
He was? No, I didn't remember this
at all.
It's
the second to last episode. He is a judge on like a talent competition show that Andy Bernard like competes in, and I was like, Aaron Rodgers is in this show? And it's so weird because he looks so young. Because remember, this was like...
A long time ago.
You know, almost 15 years ago. But I did see that, and it was crazy. I feel like that's a good bit of trivia. Because I feel like everybody knows he was in Game of Thrones. That was like a big deal. But I forgot about The Office.
It's crazy, too, at least for me, is that when you see something iconic like that, like a sitcom or something, you always think of those characters as always being that way. I do. And then you see them now, like in commercials, and they look so much older, which of course makes sense. But it's just that with I mean, I look older. Everybody looks older from back then. But you know what I mean? Where you have this vision of who they are because those moments in that show just stood out so much.
Right. And because it's a visual medium and you will always remember, you know, watching a show, watching a movie. But that's kind of nice. Like, think about, like, these movie stars who are frozen in time in their absolute prime. Like, I feel like that's not a bad thing. I would love that.
Yeah, me too. Instead, it's you asking me about Studio 54 back in the day. Well, you know, let's start with Sunday Night Football since we're talking about Aaron Rodgers. Might as well, right? Steelers hosting the Packers.
Green Bay laying 3. They're minus 170 on the money line. Pittsburgh is plus 140. Total set at 45 and a hook. And I like the Steelers and the points. And Rodgers says it's not a revenge game. He's just happy to play his former team. I don't know if I believe that or not. I will say he also made it a point to say yesterday that he wants to retire a Packer and that he's grateful for his time there. So I think any sort of derision or, you know, tension that may have been there after he was traded away has faded, which time will do that. But you get Mike Tomlin as a dog in prime time. I think I'm going to be in the Steelers here.
I feel like this is one of those betting trends that we've had for like 10 years where it's like Mike Tomlin is a home underdog is something you should be betting on because the numbers are good. Since 2007, Mike Tomlin 21-7-3 against the spread as a home underdog. That is the best record in the NFL during that stretch. So, Jenks, do you think this stat alone is something to base your bet on?
I think that's part of it. And also the Packers are 0-3 against the number on the road this season. So you put those trends together, and it just lines up for a Steelers win. I like the Steelers on the money line as well. A plus 140, I don't think it's a bad bet.
But what have we been saying about the Steelers? It feels like all season long that like some of their numbers are padded by like some of the opponents that they've played, and maybe like be a little careful when you're talking about them as one of the best teams in the AFC. So like that kind of scares me because I will say the Packers are a very talented team. So I don't know. Like it's not going to shock me if the Steelers come out and lay an egg. But again, you look at these numbers for Mike Tomlin and it's a home game for the Steelers. I wouldn't be shocked either way.
All right, let's go to a game that maybe you have a stronger opinion on. I don't know. Buccaneers and Saints. They're in New Orleans. Bucs are laying 4. They're minus 235 on the money line. New Orleans plus 195. Total is 47. This line seems a little low to me. I actually think that the Saints might be the right side, but I don't like putting my money on bad teams. Short week for Tampa. They're banged up. Mike Evans out for the season. That's brutal. But Baker Mayfield, as we know, has elevated all that receiver core around him. And I will say this about the Saints. Look, they're a bad football team, but they don't quit. Like, they will play tough until the final whistle, and also money's coming in on New Orleans. This line opened with Tampa -4.5 is shortened to 4.
Yeah, it's even 3.5 in some spots. So that makes me feel a little cautious to bet on the Bucs here, because you look at this game, you're like, the Bucs, they're one of the best teams in the NFC, and the Saints are not. But here's the thing, like, this is still a divisional matchup, and we've seen this in years past, that these two teams usually play each other pretty tough. So I think that's why the line has dropped so precipitously. And plus, we've seen the Bucs kind of play in some, like, low-scoring affairs against teams that probably shouldn't have been hanging around. Like, what sticks out in my mind is that Bucs game against, who was it, the Texans? I think it was a primetime game, where that game was really close and it really shouldn't have been. Yeah, the Bucs won 20-19. And you look at another divisional matchup, the Bucs won on the road at the Falcons 23-20. So it's one of those games that it looks like it should be the Bucs all the way, but the line is a little suspicious to me. It would not shock me if the Bucs win in a close game.
I think that's kind of what they do. That's just their MO. You know, you pointed out all of those results. That's kind of what they do. And so if you like the Saints, grab it at 4 before it hits 3.5. Okay. You ready for this one? Titans at the Colts. Your Titans visiting Indianapolis and Lucas Oil. The Colts are laying 14. The Colts are minus 1,200. The Texans, God love you. If you like the Texans on the money line. Or the Titans, I should say. Plus 750. Total is set at 47, Chelsea.
I feel like this is a game that's an outlier for like everything you learn in betting. Because you see this game on paper, you're like, 14 points in a divisional matchup, that's too many points. But let's look at the other divisional matchups that the Titans have played this year.
Okay.
They got smoked by the Colts earlier this season, 41-20. They lost to the Texans, 26-0. The Texans beat them 26-0. So now you have a Colts team that leads, it feels like, every single metric in the NFL when it comes to scoring margin, you know, one of the highest scoring offenses in the NFL. And then you look at the Titans, who are cellar dwellers in just about every metric. They fired their head coach. Not that, you know, that matters for anything. I honestly feel like they're probably better without him. So it's just a Titans team that it just feels like there is no logic other than just, hey, the NFL is chaos sometimes. But, like, do you really want to put your money on that? I don't, so I won't.
No. The only case for the Colts, well, for the Titans, I should say, is that the number's big. And that's, I hate that as a handicap. Well, they're getting 14 points. Mm-hmm. It's like, okay, how could they cover that four? It is a monster spread, the National Football League. There's no question about that. But how could they cover it? I don't know. They're outclassed in every metric. And also, the Colts, you just have to accept, I know it's hard to accept a team that's been bad for a long time being good, but the Colts are well coached. Indiana Jones, Danny Dimes is playing great. Jonathan Taylor out of the backfield has been this year's Saquon. Like, the Colts are really good, and they're at home. So, are you going to be stunned if you look up on Sunday and it's 35-7 Indy? I'm not.
No, I think the only way the Titans have a chance is maybe in the first half. Because we saw this in the Patriots game. The Titans, like, I don't know, at least had a prayer for maybe covering the number. But in the second half, they're just exposed. And, like, usually this is a sign of when your head coach is good, you make adjustments at halftime. Mm-hmm. That's not the case for the Titans. They get noticeably worse. And, like, here's the bottom line for me. The Titans have trouble scoring points. Like, the only time they score, like, you know, more than 20 points was against the Cardinals. And the Cardinals, like, gifted them several, like, short field positions. And it was just, like, a comedy of errors for the Titans to win that game. And the Cardinals aren't even that good. So it would take a lot for the Titans to even keep it close with the Colts. It hurts my heart because I hate the Colts, but it does feel like it's going to be the Colts in a rout.
Oh, it cracks me up. I don't know why. God, I hate the Colts. Hate the Colts. I know. I get it. I mean, divisional rival. What are you going to do? Finally, Cowboys-Broncos. I think you've convinced me on this one. I think I'm going down the route that you're going. Denver laying 3.5. They're minus 175 on the money line. The Cowboys are plus 145. High total. Total set at 50 and a hook. You were talking with me about the Cowboys earlier this week and how they can hang with Denver. And I kind of think you're right. You convinced me on this. Cowboys defense is just so bad. Like, as good as the Cowboys offense is, Dak can sling it. He's having a great year. CD's back. The defense is so bad. I kind of like the under, though, in this game. I know potentially you could see kind of a shootout. But here's the thing. The under has hit in Denver games in only two games in the last 5 years. Like, I don't know if it's the altitude. I don't know if it's the Broncos defense this year. But I think there's going to be enough stops to keep this under the number. I'm going under.
As somebody who's played a lot of unders for the Broncos, like, I totally get it. But this total is also going up because now at BetMGM, it's 51. Good. And I do feel like if there is any offense that can score, it's the Cowboys. And if there's any defense that can give up a bunch of points to the Broncos, a team that really wants to run the football, it's still going to be the Cowboys defense, you know? So it's one of those where I feel like it's kind of correlated for me. Is that if this is a shootout, the Cowboys have a shot. And let the record reflect that I like the Cowboys in a teaser, getting 9 points.
Okay.
That feels like a bit of a different handicap than a team only getting 3.5. And this was 3. It's gone up to 3.5. Mm-hmm. So I'm not sure if I believe in the Cowboys just in the normal number, but I do think they can get a backdoor cover because of that offense. And because in my teaser, they are getting 9 points.
I do think there are better games on the card than this one. Games where it seems to be a cleaner handicap, so probably going to stay away from that one. But we'll see what happens in Denver. Coming up in 5 minutes. Oh, we are not done with football here on the show. Not even close. We will check out the college slate and do it next in hour two on The Daily Tip.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.